all this discoloration right here? This is actually severely bruised tissue, and it's a very early sign that this whale suffered some type of trauma.
Barbie, is there any indication of what may have caused this?
Well, when you see trauma like this that has superficial bruising in this very distinct pattern, it looks like it may have suffered an entanglement.
I'm Giancarlo Rulli at the Marine Mammal Center, and this is Sentinels of the Sea, a show about what we've learned from over 40 years of rescuing seals and sea lions. Whales have always been a source of fascination for me. I vividly remember sitting in my second grade science class, watching a documentary in complete awe as these huge marine mammals propelled through the water on the TV screen. Since then, I've seen dozens of whales migrating along the California coast, and each sighting is still a thrill. But what happens when a whale dies? To now see one of these majestic creatures lifeless on a Bay Area beach takes my breath away for a whole different reason. I'm standing nearly chest deep inside a now soupy, smelly, lower digestive tract of a 40-foot humpback whale. Luckily, I'm wearing waders.
Hit as hard as you can.
That's Barbie Halaska, research assistant at the Marine Mammal Center. And she's one of the dozen scientists, veterinarians, and pathologists performing a necropsy, or animal autopsy, on this humpback.
So here along the central California coast, spring is usually the peak migration season for whales. Typically, that's when we are the busiest.
With more whales in the area during the annual migration, we also see an increase in the number of dead whales that wash ashore. Some years, we only might respond to a handful of whales, but in other years, we also respond to as many as 30 whales. Many whale species live far offshore or in deep waters, so we really don't know much about them. When they wash ashore, it gives scientists a rare opportunity to understand even basic things about them, like how old they get or what they eat. We call this baseline data.
Each necropsy on a dead whale gives us the opportunity to take basic measurements and determine age, sex, and diet that contribute to the greater understanding of these species that we see every day. Having this baseline data is especially critical for rare or endangered whales that wash ashore, like the blue whale. This helps us understand the disease process and any other environmental changes that might impact them.
More importantly, scientists are investigating why each animal died.
So we see cases of malnutrition, trauma, ship strikes, and entanglements, just to name a few. Some we believe die of old age. However, many cases do go undetermined due to severe decomposition.
Meaning sometimes the whales have decomposed faster than we can get to it. So sadly, we don't learn as much. But let's get back to finding out why the whale died. Why is this important for scientists to discover? Well, if a whale's death was caused by a human, even accidentally, such as a ship strike or an entanglement, we can get help to do something about it. The information we gather during a whale necropsy helps inform policies or laws that could help prevent future deaths. For example, shipping lanes in the San Francisco Bay Area were changed to avoid the whale's migratory routes, thanks to the data on ship strike victims. Likewise, ships have also been told to slow down so that whales have time to get out of the way. How can we make a difference? It all starts to click for me as I watch Barbie and the necropsy team work frantically against the clock, an incoming tide, and a rapidly decomposing whale to finish the necropsy.
Our work is vital. As a scientist and researcher here at the Marine Mammal Center, I come in every day knowing that I can make a real impact with these animals that we all enjoy.
Our scientists share this critical research with our partners and partner agencies, helping inform policy decisions that can protect habitat areas, migration routes, and food sources for marine mammals. Find out how you can support the center's work by visiting our website at marinemammalcenter.org. Thanks for listening. This podcast was recorded at Strawberry Hill Productions in Novato, California. StrawberryHillProductions.com.